There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to the second part of this incredible episode of Queer I Am, the podcast, live and unscripted. The conversation continues and we also have an audience Q&A. I hope you enjoy. So whatever you're up to, this is your time to settle down, relax and enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Queer I Am. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you all so much. And thank you to my amazing guests for the conversation in the first part of the episode. Really, really enjoyed that. So thank you. So this is now the time for audience Q&A. So if anyone does, the amazing audience we have, if anyone has any questions they would like to ask about queer mental health, I would love to take your questions. So who would like to go first? Anyone? You got a question? Lovely. Thank you.
Yes, Fran.
Thank you, everyone. I felt, obviously, it's a really difficult topic and the answers are really not easy. And it always comes down to, like, the people at the top are fucking up, right? And so how do we make them do better? But until that happens, I suppose, I wondered if any of you could talk about what are the small things that have helped and are helpful and kind of can carry us through until those things change, because we can't punish ourselves until that happens, I guess.
That's an amazing question. Who would like to take that?
Well, we can share it.
Yeah, I mean, mine is a short... For me personally, like, what helps me a lot is escapism. Like, I am... And I know not everyone's like this, but I'm a massive nerd. So, like, fiction is such a huge comfort for me and such a easy escape, because sometimes this planet's a bit too much. It's a bit too much, so it's nice to escape. But I think finding something within yourself that gives you comfort, whatever that might be, don't be afraid to indulge in it when you're in a dark place. You know, I think what we were saying before about, like, we feel this pressure to just, like, chug on. But, yeah, take some time and indulge in what gives you happiness and joy. Yeah. God, that was such a bright and stoner hippie answer, wasn't it? I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Dress like
peace,
this
love,
as well.
Love.
Shit.
I think it's a really good answer. Things that I always revert to when I'm feeling a bit sad and that lift me up. So I think that's a perfect answer. What about anyone else? Mel, what do you think?
So mine's a little bit different from that. So because of where I work, the thing that I like to do is remind... So I had this conversation with someone from Trans in the City who's saying to me that, like, the true version of allyship is sometimes when you look a little bit similar to the people you're trying to get involved in us, is that we get under the radar sometimes. So if they don't relate to whoever looks a little bit too queer for them, and whatever they think that is, if we can slip under the radar sometimes and have conversations with people that they might think we reflect them, those conversations could be had a bit more freely. So what I like to do, because sometimes I fly under the radar, is to have those conversations out and proud, and I don't shy away from them. So when I have those conversations about true allyship and being openly trans inclusive, and the fact that our service is fully openly inclusive, that those are the conversations I'm having with openly like cishet like organizations and you know, whoever we're speaking to in organizations that have like priority and power, like the police, I try and make sure that they know that we are truly queer and representative. So we're having those conversations that maybe they don't feel comfortable having, asking those questions in an environment that maybe doesn't look like them or sound like them. Maybe I might be a nice little kind of sounding spot between the two. So that for me is what I try and do in my space, is put myself in the middle as a bit of like an undercover spy. You know, like I might get into the radar and then I'm going to hit you with like, don't think you can ask those questions without rebuttal. And I will be openly inclusive and I will have the conversations with you. And this is a safe space, but I will have an answer.
And you'll be fierce.
And it will be fierce. Absolutely.
Be fierce. Amazing. Yeah. What about you, Michael?
I think similar to what we were talking about outside, that one is grassroots, you know, having top change, is as, all right, Fran, is difficult, but I think grassroots is a huge thing. Having events like this at queer spaces is important, and that's how we raise awareness about these different issues. And I think that's important, that queer spaces need to step up, not just have club nights, not just have general, you know, socializing nights, that we have these nights where we have these open discussions and we raise these issues. And alongside that is being honest and being open. And I know sometimes it's really hard. And with SJ, we were talking outside, and with you, we're talking about, until someone says something, someone may not recognize what they're going through. So we need to be more honest. We need to be more open as a community and talk about what we're going through. Because until someone says something, someone may not recognize that's what they're going through or what they're struggling with, whether that's mental health or domestic abuse or something different. Until someone says that, someone may not recognize that's what they're going through, because as we've talked about in this panel, that, you know, we live so much of our life as queer people in isolation, and there's not a wider representation in the news, in the media, in what we consume, in literature or the arts or theater, you know. And it's so important that, you know, we take that step and we're brave and we're honest and we're open, and we talk about what we're going through, because until someone says that, someone may not recognize that that's what they're going through. So I think it's a combo of grassroots in our queer spaces that we talk about these things, but also within our friendship groups that we take that step to be open.
Power and vulnerability.
Yeah,
I think.
And it is hard because, you know, as we said, like... as we were saying earlier, you know, so many of us are just chugging along and we don't want to talk about that. And we don't want to, you know, constantly talk about trauma and abuse and discrimination and blah, blah, blah. But sometimes that's essential for someone to understand what they're going through, to get the support that they need and understand, you know, because so much of our society is cis heterosexual. And it's not seen in the queer context until someone else within our community has said that's what they're going through. They don't recognize that. So that's an essential thing for us too.
Yeah. Voices are powerful, aren't they? Yeah. You know, it's speaking your truth and being vulnerable. There's a power in that, I think. And it's hard, but it's worth it. Absolutely. Any other comments before we move on?
Can I plug?
Mm.
Okay.
Plug away, Luciana.
Totally agree with everything. but we also empower people. So we have, we call it a circle, but it's actually a workshop, 6-week workshop called The Power of Me, which deals with identity. It's quite difficult, but it's life-changing. We also do bubbles where we pick a topic and there's no phones, no nothing, and it's a safe space. You can actually say what's on your mind, no judgment, nothing. In September, we're going to have Queer Voices at the Table, where we're going to have food and discussions and, you know, just, just amplifying the problems, but not being victims. It's actually looking at them from a different lens, where we step into that power that we can actually solve these problems, not in a victim mode. And I think it's this mind shift, this what we call it a movement, but because revolution is a bit too harsh. But it is actually changing the mindset of the community, and that we are actually very, very powerful people. If we join together, we'd rule the world. I mean, and I think it's, you know, society has this making us feel always less than, almost cripples us in reaching the full potential that we have. So
absolutely. And, you know, there'll be lots of information, I guess, online.
Yeah.
And please plug this and share this with your followers as well, because I think it's really, really important. Absolutely.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Any other questions? Darren, love this.
Okay, so a little bit tangential. There's a question about mental health and creativity. So Van Gogh, Virginia Woolf, Amy Winehouse, the connection between mental health and creativity is well documented. As a panel of artists, writers and singers, I just wondered how your experience of mental health has influenced your creativity.
Darren, big
Sorry,
one.
Just pick that up. Thanks. Thank you for the question, Darren. That's really good. Who would like to take that? Alex, let's start with you.
Yeah, sure. Well, for me, it goes hand in hand. I honestly cannot imagine how I would deal with most of the stuff I've dealt with in my life if I wasn't... my first port of call to express my emotions and thoughts is music. I always think the music I write, I put my thoughts into the words and my feelings into the music itself, like the notes. It's how I process it. I've tried many other things, like even therapy for me has worked in the past, but nothing works nothing works helping me get through something more than putting it into something creative, because kind of a way I look at it is like I'm putting that trauma to good use. Like, I'm like, otherwise it's just gonna sit in my head and my soul and fester. And you know, and talking to people does help as well, obviously, as we've said today. But there's a level that I reach in the deepness of it that I don't really touch in conversations that I get when I sit up at 3 o'clock in the morning writing music. And there are other creative outlets I use as well, like writing stories or whatever, but like especially when it comes to music. So I think it makes so much sense that there are so many creatives struggle with mental health, because we use our creativity to deal with mental health. And I think, and to be fair, I feel like most people that don't necessarily have a creative career or whatever, I would say queer people in general, we are generally quite creative people, even if we're not putting that into practice in our everyday lives. But I would say most people have like some sort of hobby or some sort of passion that is, that brings out the creativity in them. So yeah, I can't remember the original, surprise, I can't remember the original question.
I think you've answered it. I think
did I? Oh, yeah, Cam, all right. As long as y'all think I did, that's great.
That's really good. Michael, what about you for writing? Obviously you've talked about how therapeutic and cathartic the book was for you, but I mean, is it a sense of what happens when you put pen to paper or type? Is it kind of like just therapeutic to kind of get your words out?
I think it's similar to what Alex was saying, that it's a different way of processing something. You know, like I'm quite an open book in conversation, but I think getting to the depth of actually what I'm feeling and what I'm processing, even if it's fiction, like obviously my book is memoir, but even fiction, it's a way of processing thoughts and processes and mm-hmm. emotions in a different way that I wouldn't necessarily discuss with my friends. Mm-hmm. And similar to you, like even singing, like yeah. love singing, did a couple of musical theater courses. Like it's just a way of expressing yourself in not even like, you know, so much of mental health we talk about is negative, but I think we also need to talk about mental health in a positive way. And writing and singing and performing for me boosts my mental health. And boost, that was very boost. Don't know why that came out in that way, but it did.
Boosted the word boost.
Boost. Don't know why it came out that way.
That's boost number five.
But we need to talk about mental health in a positive way, and
how you can improve your health.
Yeah, how you can and it, yeah. Like I was talking about this with a friend recently, and the past couple of months have been pretty rough in terms of mainly because of the job I was in. And the first thing I recognized was I wasn't singing. So like when I work, I sing, I have music on, I'm singing. And I was not singing. And it's an outlet. And I think creativity is an outlet, whether that's processing trauma, but it's also about putting out something positive.
Thank you everyone for coming tonight and listening to this incredible conversation about queer mental health. And thank you to all of my guests. You have been absolutely incredible. Please give a big round of applause for the incredible Alex Fincher, Luciana Cousins, Melanie Blackwell, and Michael Handrick. Thank you so much. I really hope you enjoyed the show. A big thank you once again to all my guests. Please share the podcast, give it a 5-star review if you'd like, and leave any comments you may have. You can also follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok for all the latest updates on Queer I Am, the podcast. Also, check out my website, www.fluiactually.com. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.